This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. Recently, the Arkansas legislature voted to reduce the amount of training required of those who teach the history of the state in public schools. Here to talk about it is our resident history doctor, Bill Smith. Bill, welcome.
Glad to be here.
This is a little bit different for you to come in and talk politics.
It is, but this is a matter that you'd expect would be close to my heart.
What the House and Senate approved at the Capitol was House Bill 1262, and it's changing the requirement for 2 hours of training each 2 years into each 4 years.
I can only suppose that the defensive coordinator or the JV coach at someone's home district couldn't be bothered to leave voluntary workouts in the summer long enough to attend the training.
Well, the theme for many in the legislature this winter has been reducing government.
You know, and I can support the idea of trimming waste in hard budget times, but this is a watering down of standards. The reason the legislature, many legislatures, require the teaching of a state's history, not just Arkansas's, is to promote a sense of place, a sense of appreciation, a knowledge of where the state fits within the nation.
All right, I think I know your answer to this, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Why is any of that important?
Pride and remembrance, pure and simple. The people of Northwest Arkansas in particular should remember that Charleston, or Fayetteville, you know, there's your own little historical Civil War going on there, was the first public school in the South to voluntarily desegregate after Brown versus Board in 1957. At the same time, with that pride in knowing that you stepped forward and you didn't have to have Bull Connor and the fire hoses to get your schools to desegregate, you know, they also need to remember the unseemly past as well in that remembrance, the Brooks-Baxter War, the Little Rock Nine, Orville Faubus. I'm not going to mislead and say that there isn't a certain amount of cultural boosterism involved in state history, but it is also true that a people without a past are a people without a future.
So these events that you're talking about.
Well, in full disclosure, I will tell you that I was a speaker at one of these a couple of years ago in Van Buren, and this one focused on the Civil War period. I gave my one solid original research paper in this area. I did some work on guerrilla warfare in North Louisiana and South Arkansas, but I expanded it into a talk about how new media, specifically Twitter, can become a dynamic teaching tool in this 150th anniversary of the conflict.
How Twitter and the American Civil War can coexist.
Exactly. The Washington Post was just beginning to do live coverage of the war, as if they had a series of reporters on both sides of the battlefield and from different perspectives. This was brilliant work on their part. It's continuing today if you want to go look at them. They would have a Twitter feed as if it was from soldiers on each side of the line, from the commanders, from the official governments, from citizens, doing it all with the journals and the histories that were from the period to make the past come alive.
That's what it sounds like. The history is coming alive.
Exactly. It's making history relevant to a new generation. It's going to put a little real history into, you know, an entertainment kind of mode.
Okay, but the bill passed both chambers. So now instead of every 2 years, it's every 4 years. This is spilled milk?
It is in some way, but here's my fear and the fear of many in the history community is the next step will be removing Arkansas history from the required curriculum, just like geography was a while back, as we kind of continue to water down within the state. The concept of social studies can just be everything in one basket.
Except, you know, when I went through Arkansas schools, and there is this sort of, I don't know if it's still taught like this, but there was even this sort of Arkansas exceptionalism taught, which I know people who didn't go to school in Arkansas say, really? There was Arkansas exceptionalism? But we were taught many things. I find it hard to believe that Arkansas history would be removed from the curriculum.
You know, you would think that something as basic as geography wouldn't have been removed either. And a lot of the pressure is to give more flexibility curriculum. So, you know that history thing? That's boring. That's not interesting. What you hope and what will help it cling is that very boosterism angle that, well, you know, but I'm going to go back to my point. You can't just remember the beauty of a Sam Walton and what he did with the Walmart miracle. You have to balance that against other issues that are related to the business community in the state. You can't just have your happy history without having all the history.
Not talk about slavery or whatever.
Exactly. And that's sort of the whole angle in this to me. This isn't about requiring teachers to do something. This is about a matter of professional licensure on continuing education within a field. You wouldn't tell public safety or healthcare workers that they could skip until 4 years from now a refresher on how to present their specific material.
Right.
These events encourage junior high and high school students to remain engaged in digging into our state history, to present papers and findings, and that just took a serious blow. Let me be careful and clear here. I support the idea of teacher training, but if the legislature is going to head down that road, and if it was all about trying to get government out of people's business, then they might as well lift the restrictions on all the certification that happens in the state. I can walk into any college or university in the state of Arkansas and be fully qualified to teach history based upon my professional degrees and work, but I cannot teach in a K-12 school without going through a minimum of 2 additional years of classwork on educational practice and theory. Think that through for a second. A subject matter expert at the postgraduate level cannot work in certain schools. No matter how those are certified, they don't have to keep up their subject matter expertise, yet they're allowed to continue to teach as much. You know, H.L. Mencken wrote of Arkansas in the early 20th century that it was the worst state in America. The legislature then voted to pray for his soul in 1931. I guess by 2031, we will simply let that fact slip down the memory hole as well. I'm just very frustrated. I know you can tell that.
Yes, I can.
But the ones that see this as regulatory relief are being more Orwellian than they think. Let us not forget the words of 1984. He who controls the present controls the past, and he who controls the past controls the future.
Well, until the History Channel decides to replace Ice Road Truckers with Tom Dillard Presents...
We're history.
Brian Goldman was always a perfect student. A
classmate of mine in high school once said that Brian Goldman would study for a blood test.
Now that he's a doctor, he teaches med students.
Many of them have that look in their eyes that they're pristine. They've never made a mistake and they never will. Of course, until it happens.
Making mistakes. That's next time on the TED Radio Hour from NPR.
The TED Radio Hour, Sunday at noon on KUAF 91.3 FM. Ozarks at Large is underwritten in part by the Walton Family Charitable Support Foundation.